Cherry Capital Airport wants to simplify its operations. Currently, three different boards run the airport. Instead, it wants to operate under an airport authority. Cherry Capital Manager Kevin Klein sat down with IPR's News Director Noelle Riley to discuss what's next.
I guess the big question, who are you accountable to now?
I'm accountable to lots of people. So the owners of the airport are Grand Traverse and Leelanau County, and for which they form the Airport Commission. And so I report directly to the Airport Commission. So technically three entities govern the airport at this time.
Okay. And what's the change that you're proposing?
Well, we've gone through pretty much all of 2019 studying the airport, different airport governance models that are within the state of Michigan. And what's being proposed is under the Regional Airport Authority Act, and that's to form an airport authority. Now, the difference in how we operate today and how an authority operates, they're very similar. And that's one of the reasons why the authority model is so attractive to us. And so we put together a governance committee, which comprised of three members from Leelanau County, three members from Grand Traverse County, and then three members from the Airport Commission. And then we studied what model would fit the airport the best. And the recommendation out of that committee to both counties and the Airport Commission was the Regional Airport Authority.
Okay, got it. Now, the airport has spent $250,000 to hire a consultant. Those funds are coming from the airport leasing and parking fees. If this fails, would you say the money was well spent?
It's also to do the strategic plan and business plan for the airport. So it's really the money is spent on that. And out of that project came the governance. So the $250,000 is not just looking at the governance. It's looking at the strategic plan, the business plan for the airport, whichever governance model we're under. So that's what the $250,000 is for.
You know, some Leelanau commissioners have said that the airport is doing great. It's not in debt. Flights have increased. So has passenger traffic. If the airport is running well on its current model, why change it?
It's a great question. And the big thing when you look at when things are running well is you can't look at what today is. You can't look at just the people that are here today. You got to look 20 years down the road, 30 years down the road. And so it's running well today, yes. But the formulas for money, we don't rely on any local taxpayer dollars. So we're completely self-sufficient in that regard. So we want to stay that way going in the future. And so as the current funding sources dry up, we have to look at other methods. And that's what the planning is down the road, is looking at those. The two counties will always be the parents. They will always be the backstop of the airport.
Okay. And then let's say you all do go into an authority type model. Who gets to be on the board and who gets to appoint them, and how long do those terms last? And
certainly all that's to be decided in the articles of incorporation. All that criteria will be established by the counties.
So expansion is on the table for the airport. How much would that cost, and who would oversee it if the airport authority is formed?
When we look at expansion one, the first thing people say, are you expanding the footprint of the airport? No, we're expanding the terminal building. We're expanding that footprint and then the ramp. So plenty of space to do that with. The overall estimated project right now is about $32 million. And what it would look like is the current building is a T-shape, and we look to expand it to an H-shape. We have right now four jet bridges and two ground loading bridges, so six total gates. But in the need of summertime, in our peak time, we really need 10 loading bridges and two ground loading gates. Our demand for passengers has again pushed us for capacity. And so it's about the size of the terminal building.
So it doubled the gate capacity.
Correct. Well, but let's look at where we were in 2010. We had about total passengers of about 380,000.
Per year?
Per year. And then today, or I should say December of 2019, finishing the year, we had 579,000 passengers.
That's a jump.
It's a big jump. So we're growing. Added new airlines this year. Allegiant came to Traverse City. So we, you know, adding nonstop flights to Florida and Arizona. And so with that growth, we need to find space.
400 new parking spots will be added by the end of this year, and the expansion won't begin for a couple of years. The Grand Traverse commissioners will meet with the airport tomorrow. Leelanau County will meet with the airport in a week or two.